Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season. This time we're looking at the first episode of Double Decker, Doug and Kirill from Sunrise. And it's streaming on Crunchyroll. So I totally butchered. I just can't remember how they pronounced Kirill's name in the show, because they definitely pronounce Doug with, like, more of an accent than as an American I would pronounce Doug, so we're doing the best that we can here. And this is a Tiger and Bunny adjacent show about a special crime unit called 7-0, and they are in a city where there aren't any heroes, but there's, like, something that seems to be coming up a lot in superhero anime recently, which is a drug that gives people, like, superpowers, and so there's, like, rampant crime related to this drug, and this unit is trying to figure out what's going on with that, and the drug is called Anthem. Doug has been a part of this unit for a while, and he is, you know, more like the veteran, and Kirill is this rookie cop who really wants to be cool and is like, thinks he's gonna be a hero.
He has been drinking his own Kool-Aid for a little while, and it seems like his fellow officers are less than thrilled about that.
Yeah, he basically doesn't want to do anything boring on the job, so he'll just disappear or, like, go get involved in other things that are not part of his duties that day, because those seem like kind of more like the attention-getting things to do. So he's always getting chewed out, and the two of them kind of collide in this one hostage sort of situation, which Kirill is there by complete accident as he is looking for a lost cat that he's been convinced, like, by his neighbor to go look for. And Doug proves himself to be a master manipulator.
And, yeah, by the end of the episode, thanks to Kirill's unique performance.
That's good. That's a good way of putting it. Yes, yes.
They decide to put him in 7-0 for various reasons. But he is not the only new recruit for 7-0. There is also a woman is also coming in the same day.
And they work in partner teams, similar to, like, how the cops work. So it's supposed to have kind of a similar dynamic to Tiger and Bunny, if you've seen Tiger and Bunny. But at the same time, there's nothing about this show that requires you to have seen Tiger and Bunny to really, like, enjoy it.
This one takes place in America, the other one takes place in Japan. There are superheroes, but it seems like they haven't come to America. So, I mean, at most, there might be, like, a cameo, like, oh, it's Black Rose at one point or something. But yeah, it does seem to be very much deliberately its own series. I think you put it best when you said what it really seems to share is kind of an aesthetic and a little bit of a tone. Although I would say that this one is even a bit wackier than Tiger and Bunny, which definitely had its wacky moments, but felt a little more grounded. I mean, this one starts off with weird narration and goes off from there.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think Tiger and Bunny had narration. Maybe occasionally? I can't remember, but the narrator is definitely, like, way present in this series. Mm-hmm. Almost like a weird JoJo. We were talking about it had a little bit of a JoJo feel sometimes to the way the narration was done.
Actually, I was about to say, there's narration to the point where he talks to the characters. Not in the scene, like, he's, like, an omnipresent voice. He'll be like, right, Kirill? And Kirill will answer him, not in the show, but, like, from off-screen as well. So the narrator is very definitely almost his own character.
And, like I said, not only the first episode, but also seems like the overarching story is going to be about this Anthem drug, and there's something to do with Doug's past related to it, and the reason that Kirill is recruited is because one of their colleagues was recently killed on a case, So all of that, you know, all sounds very serious, but, you know, the show itself is not very serious. And Doug carries around, you guys have got to see this gun thing, like holster, whatever. It was like one of those, it just reminded me of one of those rainbow pins where you have all the different colors and you can like switch the colors out. That is exactly what I thought of when I saw this.
It's apparently filled with like various serums to deal with various stages of Anthem.
Maybe they need some of that for banana fish.
Mm-hmm. No, Kate. Banana fish only has tragedy.
You can't have any comedy in there. It was a real fun ride. I thought the first episode was, you know, pretty entertaining, very silly.
My only real criticism is I felt like Tiger and Bunny, right up from the start, showed you that while it was kind of silly and that they were at least doing a little bit of commentary with the, like the corporate superheroes and stuff. And so far, I haven't seen any of that, which I think was something that was interesting about Tiger and Bunny. But it was a fun first episode. I think it definitely like didn't try to present itself as like being serious and, you know, or like having this gravitas and felt flat and felt very silly. That seemed like they wanted to make just a silly buddy cop show with kind of, yeah, like you said, a lot of the aesthetics of Tiger and Bunny, which I think they did very well.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.